We have entered the first weekend into a new year, 2019. And we have alluded to this new year in our recent updates, and also touching upon this in our recent messages. Now, we can already see in the current events section what can already be playing out for the year ahead when it comes to Europe, as many nations will work together in preparing to boost up their military. And we know this to be true because it is exactly what the Bible prophesies will happen. And sorry to say to all of the American-speaking nations out there, they will be caught asleep and they will not be prepared for what is to come. America as a whole is not interested. For example, the latest Standing Watch program entitled 2019 in Prophecy, which was published on January 1st on our English site, has received, and I was looking this morning, has received around 437 views at that point. Now, the same program, which was published on the German YouTube site, has reached just shy under 23,000 views. A big difference. Now, why is that? Now, we read the warnings about being unprepared, how things will happen so fast and people will be caught asleep, how Christ's return will be completely unexpected to the vast majority because the vast majority is not watching and preparing for what is happening. This nation doesn't want to hear about or believe what this program here covers, which in summarization talks about what will 2019 bring. This program sets forth some of the events which newscasters expect to occur and compares them with biblical prophecy, covering such diverse topics as new challenges for Europe, the desire to build a European army in light of American unreliability and threats from Russia. Also goes into the power vacuum in the Middle East, Russia's threats towards Israel, the lack of leadership in Germany, the Brexit, the disastrous stock market, and the fragile American economy. You know, in this summary, there really is nothing positive in here of what this program covers. And this nation, overall, still believing that they are the greatest in the world and blessed and so on, doesn't want to believe that they have nothing to worry about. Now, for those who do understand what is happening and are taking the necessary steps to prepare, can take this as a positive sign because we know all these things must occur. Notice Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 4. Matthew 24. In verse 4, Jesus answered and said to them, talking to his disciples, "Take heed that no one deceives you." In other words, us, you and me. "For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Many will fall away." Verse 11, "Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold." And even talking about people in the church of God, the greater church of God. Verse 13, "But he who endures to the end shall be saved." And there is a job that we still have to do, as verse 14 states. "This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Verse 13 is a very important verse. He who endures to the end shall be saved. The end is not here yet. So we haven't endured yet. That's why we have to continue doing what we're doing. In the meantime, we hear about all these New Year's resolutions, many of which are personal goals, focusing on themselves to see what they can accomplish, and usually lasting for only a short period. And then the next year comes, and it's just a cycle all over again. But is this something that we ought to be doing every year? Do we also make goals for ourselves, or new resolutions in which we will better ourselves and learn from our past mistakes? Yeah, we actually do. But not during the same time the world celebrates New Year's Day. The other difference here is that we have to take it serious, and we must learn from our mistakes, and that we should accomplish our goals. Our goals to keep God's commandments. We do this during God's New Year, according to the Hebrew calendar, which is in the springtime. For the proof, you could read in Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. This is during the Passover season, where we ask for forgiveness of our sins. This is a time of reflection as well, and where we also repent of our sins. When we take the Passover seriously, our slate of sin will be swept clean. Another chance for us to strive for perfection. This is our brand new start. And this is symbolized during the foot washing ceremony in John chapter 13 and verse 10. Now obviously I'm referring to baptized members here, not just to anybody who could take the Passover. But as Rob Harris points out in this week's editorial, in this week's update, titled A Lasting Resolution, he goes on to say that our true resolution began when we arose out of our watery grave, leaving behind the passing pleasures of this world and seeking the eternal promises of God. We must make sure the pursuit of that eternal goal is always at the forefront of our hearts. For you baptized members, before we took the Passover, we were given a new life where we entered into God's family and we received his power. We had to repent of all our sins and start our new life and live in the way we were commanded to do. This was during our baptism, which was necessary for us to partake of the Passover and ultimately inherit eternal life. Notice Romans chapter 6 and verse 1. Romans chapter 6 and verse 1, we read, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin, or let's say put sin behind us, live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin." Verse 8, "Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore do not let sin reign in the mortal body that you should obey in its lusts, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." And verse 14, For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law or under its penalty, but under grace. We were dead, and now we are alive. Just like the ways of this world are dead, but the way of God is life. We know how Satan can be, how he deceives this whole world, trying to put the good into things that are bad, like these man-made pagan holidays that this world has just celebrated. And he tries to sneak that, as Satan tries to sneak that into our minds, especially us in the church. Oh, he, believe me, he will. He will try in every way possible to get to us. He's going to try harder with us than he will with people in the world who don't know any better. Continually testing us to see if we will stand strong against it. And God allows it. As Satan tests us, so does God. So our New Year's resolutions should have been at our baptism, where we became the new man, and each year during the Passover season, where we repent and are cleansed of our sins. We are here for a reason, to become perfect. Now, even though the Passover is less than 4 months away, it is never too late to start preparing. And we should, in fact, always be examining ourselves anyway to see how we are doing. And if we are struggling with anything, with any kind of sin, whatever it may be, fix it. Don't let Satan win. There is never a time where we should not be close to God. Yes, we go through many distractions. We go through sin. It's our human nature. But keep our mind focused on his plan for us, and let us make sure that we do not delay Christ's return.